I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Nigeria releases new information about the scale of Christian persecution inside its borders. Stay tuned for the details. Later, you can help provide food and funding for Christian schools in Uganda. First, a staggering new report says over 7,000 Nigerian Christians have been killed this year and nearly 8,000 kidnapped. Christian Faith Ministries has felt this pain firsthand. In early July, four of their members in northern Nigeria were attacked and killed. Ruth Hodge, co-founder of Christian Faith Ministries, discussed the persecution facing Nigerian believers in a podcast interview with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman. Hodge says many Christian believers in Benue State have fled to an old IDP camp.
It's occupied, but there's no aid going there. So mostly the men are staying in the villages to protect them, to try to drive out the Fulani when they attack, and to try to continue farming.
Benue State in northern Nigeria is known as the nation's food basket, but violence has crippled food production.
Nothing is coming out of Benue State. Very little food is coming out. The roads aren't safe. People are being kidnapped on the roads. Trucks, if they're going out full of produce, they're looted, they're stolen. The Fulani are well-armed, full of ammunition, and the military is doing very little.
Yet even in persecution, Nigerian Christians want their attackers to know Christ, pray for courage and protection for Nigerian Christians, and for the Fulani Muslims to turn to faith in Jesus. Then, according to studies done by Fortune 500 companies over the years, the majority of these successful U.S. businesses have mentorship programs. Mentorship is baked into God's success plan for the church, too. Fadi Shiraiha with the MENA Leadership Center says their Emerging Leaders program has found strong matches for mentees seeking to learn.
One of the matches is the church plant in Europe, actually, in the Arabic-speaking church plant in Europe. So they are trying to figure out what to do, what's next for them. For them, we have also someone who has been a pastor and someone who took care of pastors actually in Europe as well.
Jesus modeled personal discipleship in his earthly ministry. His example is for every Christian, not just those in leadership. Shiraiha says no matter where you live in today's political uncertainties,
it's very important to carry, you know, God's signature on our hearts and to carry God's vision and mission and heart for the people around us.
Learn more about partnering with this Middle East North Africa-based program in the full report online. But for now, Shiraiha invites you to dive into both giving and receiving mentorship as part of the body of Christ.
The reason I think that the Lord, you know, created the whole church as one body is that we help each other. We are there for each other.
And finally, Set Free Global is launching the Kabakyala Farming Initiative to train teachers in East Africa in sustainable food growth and ministry. Overseeing 11 different schools in the country, Set Free is ministering to 5,000 children, including many who are orphaned.
We're training the teachers so that they can pass it down to the students that they are responsible for.
This ministry aims to set people up with the tools they need for physical health and a healthy spiritual life.
As our students go through our schools, say they graduate from our vocational high school, when they leave that school, they will at least have the basic training on how to live an independent life and feed themselves and that sort of thing.
This week, two Americans and two nationals, all experienced in combining agriculture and missions, will lead the conference, hopefully lowering ministry costs and allowing the organization to do other work.
They're going to be training a group of about 40 teachers in how to basically grow everything from food to plants to gardens, and so that they have a food supply that they can have year-round.
Please pray for the conference the next 2 weeks, that the training will be a blessing to staff and students alike. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.